Back now with Day to Day, I'm Farai Chidea. Now that we're getting near the end of this year, the Census Bureau has just released its final accounting of how much the federal government spent last year in 2004. The grand total, $2.2 trillion. Joining us to talk about some of the trends revealed in these latest numbers is John Dimsdale in Marketplace's Washington Bureau. Welcome, John.
Hello, Farai.
So what has the government been spending all that money on?
Well, it's not really a surprise that the troika of big government safety net programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, get the lion's share of government spending. But with this report, we now know that the three combined totaled more than $1 trillion in 2004, which means just under half the entire budget. And that imbalance is only going to get worse. With the new year, the prescription drug benefit kicks in for Medicare. Coincidentally, it's the same year the first baby boomers turn 60 years old. And in retirement, those boomers are going to really explode the costs of these entitlement programs. And that's really bad news for the other things in the budget, which will become a smaller and smaller share of government spending. The pressures on those priorities are a real concern for people who advocate balancing the federal budget, like Maya McGinnis, who's the president of the Committee for a Responsible Budget.
The government has a limited amount of resources, and the more of it that goes to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, the less is left over for other things, from investment in kids to education to homeland security.
John, it seems like Congress was trying to get a handle on the growth of these entitlement programs in just the last few weeks.
They were. The House and the Senate agreed on spending cuts of around $40 billion. Now, that sounds like a lot, but it's a pretty tiny sliver of the whole problem. And the Medicare and Medicaid share of those cuts is only about $15 billion. The bill gives states more leeway to trim health care reimbursements for doctors and hospitals and for medicines for poor people. The bill failed to pass this year, but the leaders say it'll be an early priority next year. And everybody knows all about the political fights over getting a handle on the growth of Social Security. And the experts say eventually those benefits are going to have to be trimmed. The age for eligibility for benefits is going to have to be raised. But none of this is going to be easy, especially as the boomers enter retirement.
I understand there's also a breakdown of what each state receives from the federal government in these figures.
Yeah. One-third of all federal spending went to five states. California got the most, then New York, Texas, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Per capita, Alaska gets the largest share of federal spending, about $13,000 per person. At the other end of the list, Wyoming and Nevada are at the bottom with the least share. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're looking at a very technical economic phenomenon, which is sometimes scary for economists. It's called the inverted yield curve.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.